Welcome to the Luxentis Show, where I share tips on how to create and lead successful people-centric organizations. Hi, I'm Jocelyn Moriners, CEO of Luxentis, a leadership and team training company offering at-your-pace online courses and implementation-style workshops. Make sure to check out our website for available courses and download the top 5 reasons businesses struggle to attract and retain top talent and what to do about it. Finally, you found someone to replace you and perform a specific task. Maybe it's even a task that you never liked doing, and you cannot wait to get this off your plate. You set up a meeting. You start training the person. And then you find yourself wanting to nudge them aside and take over. You feel they are not doing it right. You try to explain, you demonstrate, but nothing seems to be working. And you're just tempted to just forget the whole thing and take the delegated task back. Now, is that really going to serve you? Unlikely. So what can you do when struggling to train someone on a delegated task? Well, the first thing to look at is ask yourself, was the task the right one to delegate? Because sometimes there's just this desire to get rid of tasks because we don't like them. It's something that we can't stand doing. It's something that just drains us. It's something that we drag our feet on because it's just miserable. And we try every trick in the book, as soon as I have that done, I'll be able to move on. And still, we can't seem to be able to motivate ourselves. Like, we know we have to do it, so we eventually do it, but it's just absolute torture the whole way. So those are the ones that we tend to just be like, get rid of this. I can't stand this. And just we pick those to delegate. But it doesn't always make sense because those are not necessarily the right tasks to delegate. So have a look at the impact that the work has. Think about, should there be a mistake, would the consequences be dire? Like, could you lose a client? Could your revenue be halved? Could you potentially even put your whole business at risk? So those would not be good things to delegate. And if it's just a question of, it would be embarrassing, but it would be excusable, that we can live with. So you really want to make sure that what you're delegating doesn't come from a place of frustration, although it can, doesn't mean that the two don't go hand in hand, but just make sure that it is something that, should there be a mistake, that it wouldn't be something that would be overly detrimental to your organization. I would hesitate to fully delegate that unless you're very sure that the person can truly execute it masterfully. As part of this exercise of reviewing whether it's a task that should be delegated in the first place, does this task require too much of your review and approval before they can accomplish it? Because if you spend more time reviewing and approving than actually doing, and that's consistent, not just because they're new and it's the first time or the first 2 times or the first 3 times, but if it will continuously require this level of involvement, maybe we can look at delegating something else. Why would you want to spend more time doing that? Or even if it's equal time, maybe you should look at something else. Okay, even if it's something that you really don't like, maybe there's something else that they could be doing that would advance the business better. So that may not be the right task. One way to verify whether it's the right task to delegate, consider writing out how to perform the task, like step by step, and then watch them follow the steps. Is there a lot of information that you know that isn't being shared? Now, if it's just a case of, okay, I need to train them a little bit, that's one thing. But is this information that would take someone years to gather and they don't have it? Then that might not be the right task, or it might not be the right person. We'll talk about that in a moment. But right now we're talking about the task. So look at that. Consider whether that was the right task. Also think about how sometimes, you know, we are so knowledgeable about something that we forget what it's like when we started. And we take that information that we know for granted, and a new person wouldn't know that. And so it's like, okay, is it really that? Or is it that the task itself is that complex and it really requires someone who masters this type of work and therefore may or may not be appropriate to delegate depending on who's doing it? But before we move on to that, just consider all those elements to see whether it's something worth delegating, and as part of that effort, also consider if it can be broken apart. Maybe there are certain steps that are appropriate to delegate, but not the whole thing. So even if you can have some support for some of those steps, maybe that would be worthwhile. So I kept coming back to how the task itself, whether it's appropriate to delegate, is very closely tied to this second point to evaluate: are they the right person to take over the task? Because depending on the budget, you may have had to hire someone with less experience. And maybe this task absolutely requires someone who has deep, deep, deep knowledge, especially if it's a task that has a huge impact on the organization. If it has legal implications, if it has people implications, if it has revenue implications, you want to make sure that whatever task you're delegating is delegated to someone of the appropriate level. And then that's when you want to consider, okay, one of the reasons you might be struggling in training this person is maybe they don't quite have the level of training that they need to be able to do it. And is it a question of, okay, I'm just going to train them a little bit and then they'll be able to do it? Or is it, this is going to require significant training for the person to be able to do it? Then it might not be the right person. A couple of things that might be a good indication that it won't take long to train somebody up: if it's a tool. Usually tools can be learned pretty quickly. So if it's that, typically they'll pick it up fairly quickly. If it's knowledge of the company itself, yeah, usually that gets picked up pretty quickly. And if it's how the task ties into the rest of operations or client services, again, that can be fairly easily explained. You can ramp up someone pretty easily in those cases and get them to productivity and doing the task at the level that you would like it to be done fairly quickly. Another thing to evaluate when you're considering whether this is the right person: consider whether they are channeling the values and mission of the organization while accomplishing the task. Because if they're not embracing that or channeling that as they're doing the task, maybe it's influencing how they're doing it. And maybe that's why they're falling short, because they don't fully grasp the approach that the organization takes to accomplishing certain tasks. And so if that's the case, hey, maybe you just need to explain the mindset behind how to accomplish the task. And maybe that'll ramp them right up. Maybe it's something, a little light bulb will go off in their heads going, oh, yeah, okay, I get why my approach isn't quite what it should be. Another thing to consider when you're looking at whether the person is the right person, perhaps you just need to explain the why this is so important and the consequences and risks associated with the way that they're accomplishing the task. You know, as you're training them and if you see that they're doing something completely different and you're like, okay, the reason we don't do it this way is because instead of just saying, oh, no, do this way. Okay, that's fine. But then they don't really know why. If we take that extra moment to explain the why, the how, the repercussions of the approach, then that could help them really truly understand. And then if they fully grasp the context, then that may change their approach to the task and then get it to where you were hoping to. And maybe that would help with the aha moment that you're hoping for and unlock that training. Now, that third piece to consider, probably not going to like this one. Were you secretly wishing for your clone? Okay, I've been guilty of that one too. So it's not great when we look back. It's like, wait a minute, maybe I'm the problem. So it's never fun, but we have to consider it. It's sometimes we just wish that we just wanted a clone of ourselves. We just wanted another me. And if you're going to delegate something and you're trying to train someone and it's not quite working, maybe you need to recognize that this person is not you. And so maybe you did hire them to be similarly minded, of a certain level of aptitude and experience. They may even remind you of yourself, which is why you like them so much. But they're still not you. So they are a different person, and therefore they will accomplish things differently, and there will be nuances that are going to be different. And you have to recognize and accept that. And as part of my recruiting course, that's something that I was talking about, how sometimes you're looking for a clone of yourself, but that clone is still not you. And it's really someone who has similar experience, similar mindset, similar, I'm going to say, approach to things. But you have to recognize that it won't be exactly as you would have done it. And assuming that you feel that the task was the right one to delegate, that this person is the right person, then you have to let them do it their way. Of course, I fully recognize that sometimes there is no room for interpretation. It's either right or wrong. I'm going to say probably in legal cases, probably in accounting, there's probably it's right or it's wrong. You do this or you don't. And most of the time there's not much room for interpretation in there. And maybe that's the case in the task. And maybe that's why they need to follow it exactly. But if it's something that's that specific, they normally would have had some form of training. And if they don't, because it's something that, I don't want to minimize the work, but let's say it's something that could be picked up quickly by most individuals, then make sure that the steps are very clear. And I would say, you know, even if it's something that doesn't need to be done exactly, just make sure that all the steps are clear. Make sure that they understand each and every step. Because maybe part of the reason the training's not going very well is because things are clear in your mind, but not so much in theirs. And so if you make sure that they understand every step, then you might unlock where the training's actually going wrong. And if there is room for them to be themselves, then let them be. And if it's too hard to watch, if it's making you cringe to watch them, and it's possible to do so, wait to see the results. Maybe you don't watch them perform it. Maybe you wait until they come up with the result and you evaluate that. And then once you evaluate the result, then is it what you wanted to see? Maybe yes, maybe not. And then you take it from there. Consider possibly just letting them be and seeing what they come up with. Now, if there is a risk involved, we talked about risk earlier. Example, if it's something that is going to a client, make sure that you review it before Google it goes out. I'm pretty certain you've already determined that you'd be doing that. You know, you'll still feel better mentioning it. So make sure to review it before it goes out. And assuming you try all these things and you find yourself unable to let go and let them do things their own way, or you're struggling to provide feedback that doesn't involve you overhauling what they're doing, ask yourself whether there's someone else who can train them. Maybe normally you are the person who trains them, but you know what? This time, it's not quite clicking the way it should be. So maybe there's somebody else on the team who is doing it who could teach them. Or somebody else who maybe hasn't done it in a while, but reading your list of steps could accomplish it no problem and take them through how to do it. So consider that. And if there isn't, and no, it's truly you're it, then work on recognizing that you hired them for a reason. And try to focus on building trust in their capabilities. So when you're doing all these things and you are trying to figure out how to unlock this training that isn't going very well, try various approaches. I'm going to say, just because someone struggles to pick up what you're teaching them, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're an inefficient teacher. It could be that your learning styles are different. Some learn by watching, some learn by reading, some by listening. Now, I know that I try to hit all of these and incorporate the doing as well. Now, my preferred way, the one that I found the most effective, is teaching someone by showing them how to do it. So I'm doing it, then they're watching me, and I record the teaching session so that they can view it later. And then I ask them to write out the steps as they understand it. And then I plan a second training session where I watch them do it while I review the steps that they wrote out. Then I modify the text based on how it goes and what I consider to be missing information or needed clarification. And the third attempt is usually by themselves, and I review the results. And typically by then, they are able to do it. So by considering all these various aspects, you should be able to pinpoint where the breakdown is occurring and address the core training problem. And finally, be able to truly delegate this task. I hope this episode helped generate ideas and potential solutions. If you know someone who could use this message today, please make sure to share it with them. And if you're feeling particularly generous, why not rate and review wherever applicable? I'd really appreciate that. So thank you for listening, and let's all continue working on creating and leading successful people-centric organizations.